I have now seen 22 serial killers. It's fascinated me. I think any one of us, myself included, could kill. Don't you ever wonder why you don't murder? We know that the most disturbed, the most psychotic, or the most brain-damaged killers do the most bizarre, grotesque, horrendous kinds of things. Courts are all far more curious about what the murderer did than about why they did it. And wondering how someone could do that to someone else. It appalled me and it fascinated me.
She was a pioneer, and pioneers are often not treated well.
It was early in my career. My work was questionable.
They did a form of interviewing that can cause vulnerable people to believe they have more than one personality.
How can there be such different functioning in the same brain?
Bundy himself perpetuated the fantasy that he came from this perfectly normal childhood.
So I interviewed family members. Things were horrendous for Bundy from conception onward. When you couple some kind of brain dysfunction with a history of horrible early ongoing abuse, the social, the psychological, the biological forces that came together, you get a super dangerous person.